Today's daf is daf beis. We begin Maseches Erechin beis Amar Alf. Mish begins the parak. Masech begins. Hakol Marichim v'Nerachim. Everyone gets Marich. Everyone's Nerach. There's a whole discussion in the Psukim that depending on a person's age and gender, so there's a set price. There's a tabula that one has to follow how much Erechin one owes for a particular individual based on a gender and age. So everyone can be Marich. Everyone could take a Marach on someone else. And Erechin, everyone is also, there's a Erechin in someone else. So I could do Erechin on myself. I'm the Marech, I'm also being Nerach. But I could also be Marech on you. So I'm being Marech and you're the Nerach. So everyone can be Marech and everyone also has a Nerach. There's also a value in Erechin that everyone has. The Mishnah says further, Nodrin v'nidrin. The Mishnah says everyone is able to take a neder. You want to take the value. Erechin is a set price. But nedrin, nodrin, nidarin means that I want the value. I want to take a value of you, what you're worth. If you were to be sold, let's say, as an eved, how much you would be. So everyone could be noder, and everyone could be nida. Everyone can be assessed as well. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Noshim, Vavadim, all these individuals, says the Mishnah, are included both in the marich and the nerach, the noder and the nidar. Rashi points out here, Rashi says four narrow lines down, Noshim v'avadim, so how are they able to pay? Women and avadim don't have their own money. Women know the money, Masha kana isha kana baila, Masha kana evid kana rabo. So what money do they have to pay? Says Rashi, U'mishalmin la'achar zman, kishinish garsha ha'isha o shinish shachra evid. Either when she gets divorced, then she has her own money she pay, or when the evid kana becomes free, that's when he's able to pay it. But while they're under the shibud of the husband, of the master, then they have no money to pay. Tosos adds another case. Tosos, dear Maschel Noshim Vavadim, he quotes Rashi first, go three lines down. He said, Perish your country, so he quotes Rashi. Then he has his own shot. Inami, kigon she nitnu lahem amnas she'ein l'rav o l'bal rushish bem. You're able to create a situation whereby I could give to an isha that here's money for you, but so long as your husband doesn't have rushus. Here's the money to you, the Eved Kanani, so long as your master doesn't have rushus. That's another way for them to have their own money. Now go to this Tosos, the last three lines of Tosos. Tosos makes a very important ha'ara. First word on the lines of Eved. The Eved, afagav, the gavi mitzos, yeshlo din isha, even though with respect to mitzvahs, women of Eved Kanani is like women. That la la, gzer shava, la here, la there. They're only chayiv in that which women are chayiv in. However, lefi erech, according to the erechin, they go based on the zachar, who nerech. So when you look at Eved Kanani, I want to be marech as Eved Kanani. So which list do I look on? The list for men or a list for women? So the Torah says, no, the list of men. They're bad, some they're men. But just legabe mitzvos, so they have a chayiv of like a woman. This comes up in many areas. For example, we know that there are three isurim that don't apply to women. One is tumas kohanim, that's not shaykh by Eved Kanani. One is cutting the payos, and one is cutting their beard. The women are allowed to cut their beard with a razor, they could cut their payos. So what about Eved Kanani? Do you compare Eved Kanani to women, whereby they have no isur of cutting payos? And no isur of cutting zakan? Or no, that's a gender-based thing. So Eved Kanani is a man, so they are subject to that isur. Another example, Puravu. Women are pata in Puravu. It says Puravu v'chavshua. Only men are warriors. Darchel she'ish lichbosh v'ein darchel she'ish lichbosh, the Gemara Yivamo says. So Eved Kanani, are they like men? They're chayv in Puravu? Or are they like women? They're not warriors. So these are areas where gender-based halachas, that's always questionable where you categorize Eved Kanani. The Tosafot says when it comes to Erechin, they're categorized as men. Mishnah says Vayter now. So we just listed Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Noshim, Vavadim. Tumtum vajoganis, nodrin, vinidarin, umarachin. They could do all those of alo nerachin. She'ein nerach el hazachavade in the cave of adais. They're able to make a marach. They could make a nether. They could be nethered. They could also have a value to them. When it comes to erachin, we only have a list of the person who is 100% a man, 100% a woman. Anything in between, any combination, are not in the list. And therefore, for technicality, you cannot be nerach a tumtum vajoganis. Mishnah concludes saying, Cheresh Shote Vekatan, Nidarn Venerachin, they can be assessed both by Erechin and by a nether through actual market value. Avalo Nodvir Lo Marichin, they cannot create the nether, they cannot create Erechin, Mipnei Shein Behem Das, they have no Das, they don't have the ability to make such a din. So Tosas writes here, Tosas writes, Dim Asal Cheresh Shote Vekatan. It's a master from the Gemara here, from the Mishnah here, the Islay Damim L'Cheresh, that a Cheresh has value, because it says that you could be noder onto a Cheresh. A Cheresh could be nidar. You can, he can have a value. I could say that I want to make a dedication to the base of Mikdash based on that Cheresh's value. And the Mishnah says, they're nidarin, it works. So there is a value to a cherish. But the Tosis point from the Gemara tells us, v'hadamar perkachova, baba kama daf pehem ebez, harshu, a person causes someone else to become deaf. You hit a guy in the ear, you blast something in his ear, make him deaf, so then, no sin lo de make cool. You have to pay him his whole value of his life because he just killed him in essence. So now he no longer has value. He went from 100 to 0 now, so now he has no value. But the Gemara here says there is value to those he was cherish. So Tosa answers, v'cherish sheinu yachol l'shapus. The Gemara in Baba Kama is talking about a case where you deafen the guy whereby he can never become healthy. So that's 100% you pay it all. But here we're talking about a guy who is a cherish who can get healthy, so there is some value to him. That's the difference. Or, says Tosos, Inami, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, De Cherish, Bideshemayim, Islay Dam. Depends how it happened. If it was a Cherish, a guy was born, or somehow it happened in a natural way, so then there's value. If it happened unnaturally, Bidei Adam, there's where we say the Cherish has no value. Okay, the Gemara begins now. Hakol Marichin. What's Hakol Marichin coming to include? Lasui, that's not already mentioned. We mentioned Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. What is it mentioned that Hakol is coming to include? Lasui Mai, Lasui Mufla, Samech Leish. A person who's close to being a man. Rashi explains here, Mufla, Samech Leish, Ben Yud Beishan of Yomechad, a guy who's a boy who's 12 years old. He's into the 1 year to his bar mitzvah. She's Samech Leish, she's close to the age of an Ish. That person also could, he's close enough, he's enough das to be marich. Rashi points out here, Veino ish ad sheyavi shtei saros, he doesn't become a full man until he's 13 with shtei saros. Umufla, why do you call such a person a mufla? It's a strange language. Mufla, karilei al shem shebot kimoso im yodei lahaflos ulefarish l'shem mi neder l'shem mi hiktish. We know that the Rambam has a sefer called Sefer Haflah. He has Yud Dalet, he has Yud Yad Mish, Yad Chazak, he has Yud Dalet, he has 14 Chalakim. One's called Hafla. Hafla talks about Nidarim. Hafla means you have the ability to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Pella, the Plos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we call him, some Mufla. Is he able to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? That will dictate whether or not his Neder is Chal or not. So that's what Kol's coming to include, a person who is a Samach Leish, Mufla Samach Leish. Then the Gemara wants to know, what's Nerachan? HaKol Nerachan, who's that coming to include that? Is not who's not already mentioned. Lasui mai, lasui minuval, minuval mukashin. A person who's a minuval mukashin, who's full of boils and who's disgusting, doesn't look very not attractive. Sakadat techamin. I would think neder be'erkecha ksiv. It says the by'erkin the word neder. So one might think that kol sheyeshna bedamim yesh be'erkin. Those who have value should also be subject to erkin. V'chol she'ena b'damin, those who don't have value, such as a menuva mukashin, no one wants to buy such an Eved Kanani. So he has no market value. You would also think perhaps ain't no be'erchin. He shouldn't be erchin either, because the hekesh of neder be'erkecha says in the pasuk. Kamash Blah, no, the neder and erchin are different. Nedarim go based on market value. And menuva mukashin has no value, but erchin goes based on gender and age, which case he does have a gender and age. He can fit into the tabular, so he does have erchin. Gemara then says further, quotes in the pasuk, it says nefashos, says neder berkecha nefashos l'Hashem. What does nefashos mean? Koldu. The kamashlan is nefashos. We don't care how the guy looks. Any nefesh koldu is subject to erchin. That answers the question of menuva mukashchim. But then nodun l'asui mai. What's nodun coming to include that has not already been mentioned? To mai nidar mitzrich like nodun wasn't really coming to include anything. It only mentioned nodun because it was lumping it together with nidarin. So what's Nidarin coming to teach me? Nidarin la'asui mai, ilasui tumtum androgynous to include him, behedya katanila. That we know already explicitly, that the Mishnah says that the tumtum androgynous are subject to Nidarin. They're only pater from Erechin, Nerochin, but they're not pater from Nidarin. So that can't be coming to be included. That's already mentioned. V'ilasui chesh v'shot v'katan behedya katanila. That's also explicit. The chesh v'shot v'katan, the last line of the Mishnah. Ilasui pachlas v'ben chodesh behedya katanila. If you're coming to include a person under the age of a month, that also is explicit. That I think is later on in the Mishnah that's explicit, right? One second, make sure where that is. Yeah, exactly. I think the next Mishnah talks about that. Then, to what's coming to include? That's also mentioned explicitly in another Mishnah. So what has not been mentioned in the Mishnah at all? She's coming to include a child under the age of a month, and later on in a later Mishnah, we're going to elaborate on that point. Okay, Gemara now says, I call something, we're going to go now quote Mishnahs all over Shas, where it says Hakol, what is that, or who is that coming to include or exclude perhaps? Hakol Somchin, everyone does smicha. Now we know when a behemoth is brought, a person brings a chatas, for example, you have to do smicha, lean your hands on the head with pressure. That's called smicha. Hakol Somchin, Lasui Mai, Lasui Yoresh, a person who inherits his father's animal, he does a smicha as well. Udilok Rabbi Huda, not in accordance with Rabbi Huda. Hakol Mamirin, what's that coming to include? Lasui Mai, Lasui Yoresh. The Yoresh could do tamura on his father's animal. And again, Udilok Rabbi Huda. This Anya. Where do we see this? Machlok is about a Yoresh with regards to both smicha and tamura. This Anya, Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimer, says the Tanakam. He does both. Rabbi Huda argues in Omer, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimer. So my time of Rabbi Huda, what's the reason Rabbi Huda says that Yoresh is excluded from smicha, he's excluded from Timura? It says in the pasuk Karbano, the context here is referring to it's referring to smicha. It says Karbano, you only do smicha on your carbon, below carbon aviv. And now that's how you know smicha doesn't work. How do you know Timura doesn't work for a Yoresh? The yalof tchilas hektesh, misof hektesh, masof hektesh, Yoresh eino somich. Just like smicha. Smicha is the end of the practice, the end of the line, right? We start hektesh with beginning, and smicha is the final part that the guy does. So if the end, if the sof hektesh, the smicha is not done by the yoresh, so to the beginning hektesh, tchias hektesh isn't done either. And since temura creates tchias hektesh to a new animal, so just like the sof hektesh, smicha doesn't do it, the yoresh doesn't do it, so to the temura, this tchias hektesh doesn't work either. That's the understanding of Rabbi Huda. Rabban argued, says, no, can't be true. The pasuk says, Homer Yomir, what's the double lashon? That's coming to include the rabbos that say Yorish. That a Yorish, in fact, does do Timura. He can do Timura. And he learns the opposite. V'yalfinan sof hektesh. He learns the end of hektesh, meaning he learns smicha, me'tchias hektesh, from that which is in the beginning, from Timura. Ma'tchias hektesh, Yorish meimar. Just like Rabban proved that a Yorish may create hektesh through Timura in the beginning. Saf so too on the other end, sof hektesh, which is Timura, rather, which is smicha, Yorish can be somech. So this is the machlokus. Now the Gemara wants to know, what did the Rabbanan do? Rabban hai karbano my avulei. So the word that karbano, Rabbi Huda learned that only the father v'lo yoresh. So what did the Chacham do with this pasuk karbano? My avulei mi barlei karbano v'lo karbano v'kachavim karbano v'lo karbon chavero. So then karbano l'rabos ko bali chovrin l'smicha. So it says karbano to exclude that of a goy. He doesn't do a goy's carbon. A carbon, and he can't do his friend's carbon. But if it's Bali Chovrin, if they're partners, Rashi explains here, Kol Bali Chovrin, five lines up, Chamisha, let's see, five people, Sheviu Karbonecha, they now partner to bring one carbon. Bishutvis, Kulan Tzrichon Lismoch Alav, all of them have to do Smicha, Vein Echad Tzomich Alav, and you can't just have one guy do it, they all do a Smicha on their own. So this is what he learned from all these words, Karbano in the Pasuk, and therefore it's not available to teach me Karbano, Ve'eno Yorish. So Rabbi Huda, the rabbos ko bali chovrin the smicha lesle. He doesn't hold it such a din. He thinks Rashi says lesle the sfirle echad somech lekulam. You don't need all five guys. It's enough that one guy does this. V'lo havi kesomech al carbon chaver hol v'hu shayech bo. Even though I'm only one of five partners and I'm the only one doing smicha, that's not considered as if I'm doing smicha on someone else's carbon. Since I've got shayches to this, I'm able to represent the entire group here. So he doesn't require all bali chovrin to do smicha, or inami, says the Gemara, islay, or perhaps Rabbi Huda does agree that all of them have to do smicha. However, he still has the word karbano available to teach the drasha of karbano v'lo yoresh, because he says ovid kochavim v'chavero mechad naf kranafki. So there, no, the karbano word comes up a couple of times. So he said, no, one karbano is able to exclude two things. It could exclude both the goy and a chaver all in one shot, which avails him one pasuk of karbano to say karbano below yorish. So Gemara then says, so since they all learn from the one pasuk, Aisari le trei, he said, it has two available, chad karbano below karbon aviv, and to exclude that the yorish doesn't do his father's karbon, the idach, the other one, the rabos, kol bali chover and the smicha, that they in fact they are able to do smicha on, they do all five of them do smicha. Okay. There's an interesting tosis that I'm not going to go through. If you want to look inside, Dira Masl, Karbano, Naman Alf, there's just an interesting tosis about Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. He has a havmina that this perhaps should be the raya of Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, and he has a bit of a back and forth there. Gemara now says, Daf Beis Amid Beis, three lines down, says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, The Rabbanan learned from the word Hamer Yamir that we include the double lashon, even to include a Yoresh could do Temura. So Rabbi Huda holds, no, Yoresh cannot do Temura just like a Yoresh can't do Smicha. So what does he do from the double lashon Hamer Yamir? So Gemara says, my Abidlei, mi Barlei, the Rabbo says Haisha, that a woman is able to do Temura. It says in the Pasuk, right, it says in the Brayse, the Sanya, Lefi Shekolha Inyan Einu Medaber Ela B'Lashon Zachar. The whole discussion of Temura is always by Zachar. So one might think that only a male could do Temura. So Masavainu, the Rabbo says Aisha. In the end, what are we going to do? We're going to include a woman. How do we know? Tamalomer says in the Pasuk, Vimhomer Yomir, the double Lashon, even to include an Isha. So Rabbanan, how do they know that women, they agree to the Din. They agree women also could do Temura. What's the Makor? May Ve'im, from the word Ve'im, that's an extra word Ve'im. Rabbi Huda says Ve'im lo darsh. He doesn't darsh in the word Ve'im, and therefore he does a base in Hamir, Yamir. Gemara now says, HaKol Chayim HaSukkah. Everyone has to perform the mitzvah of Sukkah, Yeshiva Sukkah. L'asuyah Mai, what does that come to include? Who does that come to include? L'asuyah Katan, Sheinu Tzarech L'Imo. A boy who doesn't need his mother. He's able to be somewhat independent. The Tnan, Katan, Sheinu Tzarech L'Imo, he's Chayim HaSukkah. So Rashi explains here, based on the Gemara there, a child who wakes in the middle of the night and doesn't need to call his mom, he's able to be self-sufficient. That's considered independent enough, even though he's under the age of 13, so he would be chayv to sit in the sukkah. Hakol chayavim b'lulav, everyone has to perform the mitzvah of lulav. La'asuyeh mai, who does that come to include? La'asuyeh katan hayodeh l'naneya, that's not a katan hayodeh l'naneya, chayv b'lulav. We know each mitzvah, when it comes to chinuch, it all depends. At the age of 13, we're all chayv, we're all bar mitzvah, we're all chayv in mitzvahs. But under that age, in terms of chinuch, it depends on the nature of the mitzvah and the intelligence of the child. So wearing tzitzis, for example, requires very little intelligence. Just put on tzitzis. Lulav requires a little bit more. You have to be able to shake it. A tefillin requires even more. You have to have a pure das. We have different levels for different levels of mitzvahs. If it comes to lulav, HaKol Chayim B'lulav is coming to include a child who knows how to properly shake the lulav. Then it says in the Gemara Vayta, HaKol Chayim B'tzitzis, everyone's chayv in tzitzis. La'asui Mai, who does that come to include? La'asui Kotana, Hayodea Lis'atif, a child who knows how to wrap himself in tzitzis. Desanya, Kotana, Hayodea Lis'atif, Chayv B'tzitzis. Pause there for a second and move over to the Tosas on the side here. Tosas writes, HaKol Chayim B'tzitzis, if they in fact do have a talus, you don't have to go out of your way. Only if a child has a talus. But if he doesn't have a talus, there's no chiv to go get a talus. There's a chiv to put tzitzit on if you have one and you're wearing one. But if you don't have one, then there's no chiv to go get one. Lo leman damer chovas talus, lo leman damer chovas gavra. We know there's machlokas about whether tzitzit is on the chovas gavra or on the chovas mana, but talus. But everyone agrees that only when you're wearing it is the shaila, is it my obligation or is it the beggar's obligation? But if I'm not wearing one, everybody agrees there's no chiv to put tzitzis on. So he goes on, it's in a box, and you don't need to put tzitzis on and something that's in a box. V'yafagav, even though the Gemara Menachos tells us, Damrle Malacha, a certain malach, an angel, once met Rav Katina. And he says, Sadina b'kaita v'sarbala b'sifta, if you're wearing this type of garment in the winter, in the spring rather, and this type of in the winter, tzitzis mateyaleha. Apparently, Rav Katina wasn't wearing dal kanfel. So he was wearing just whatever beggar, like we wear. We wear a regular shirt. He wasn't wearing tzitzis on him. So kolomar v'chiyata mevakesh alilas lipater mitzitzis. You're looking for ways out not to wear tzitzis. So why do you wear tzitzis? The malach asks him. Can the farsh ask him? So he says, what's the big deal? Rav Katina says, Amalei anshisa aase, I'm going to be punished for not doing nase. I have no obligation to wear tzitzis, only if I'm wearing dal kanfos. So why are you giving me such a hard time for? Asks Rav Katina. Amalei, the Malach explains to him a very important din. This is brought down by the Ramosha and other places as well, the importance of wearing tzitzis. Be'iden rischa, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu has rischa, rosech, when he's boiling, when he's angry, anshinan, he does punish even on those who are avoiding mitzvot ases. I mean, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He wasn't wearing a four-corner garment. He was wearing nothing. He wore a regular shirt. So there's no chayiv to wear, But if you're not going out of your way to perform mitzvahs, you're not being mahadir after mitzvahs, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes after you when he's angry. So Haynu Satos explains, this whole discussion is only true, Haynu Dafka Be'osin Ayam, only in their days, to Chola Telesos Hayu Bas Arba Kanfos, where everyone would typically wear Da Kanfos. You go to the store, it's a four-corner garment, so then there's an Onesh L'Oso Shemeshana Oso Lipater. Then you go punish a guy who is avoiding to buy the regular line of clothing. Aval bizman hazeh, nowadays, shirova talesos pturim, where most shirts that we wear are patur from tzitzis, ein onish lemish ein kona arba kanfos. There is no punishment for a guy who doesn't buy arba kanfos. We certainly encourage one to do so. There's a key mitzvah, but a guy who doesn't want to wear tzitzis, he doesn't get punished at all. Back to the Gemara now, halfway down the Amud here. Hakol chayav mitfilin. Everyone needs to wear tefillin. Le'asui emay, le'asui katan, hayodeh lishmor tefillin. Detanya, katan hayodeh lishmor tefillin. Aviv lokeach lo tefillin. A child who knows how to properly wear and the proper das during tefillin, the father has an obligation to buy tefillin. We assume this is normally no earlier than 30 days. Different minhag in different places. Some, the Mug of Rav brings a 3-month minhag. Some don't have any minhag. They only wear bobayom. But the different minhag in what the age of Shmira is. So Tosa asks a question on the bottom here, the Y lines, why the Lashon Lokeach is used by tefillin? Why didn't say Lokeach by tzitzis? Why didn't say Lokeach by lulav? Why dafka by Lokeach you buy tefillin? The Tosa says, V'gavri tzitzis lo nakil lishna di Lokeach di mistama talas yeshlo, because he has one. You don't need to buy one. Mistama, he has one already. So then the din is just put tzitzis on the talas that he already has. And Megavi Lulav Nami Yachalotes Belulav Ashal Aviv. You don't have to buy a set for your child. He could borrow yours. Okay, getting around the problem of a Chinuch set and Lachem on day one. Okay, fine. You could be Yotze yourself, and then either way, you don't have to buy it Lulav necessarily. So, but Trillin, you have to. He has to have his own because he has to have one that fits him, that's his size. Or Inami, alternatively, no. Einach Nami, you buy a talis for him, you buy a Lulav for him, but they only chose Lokech. By the tefillin is because b'shem the tefillin demeim yikarim shach bu lekicha. It's very expensive. You buy tzitzis, it's a couple dollars, not a big deal. You buy lulav, it's a couple dollars. But you buy tefillin, that's already several hundred dollars, $1,000, whatever they cost. So that's a lekicha. That's a buy. The Marina says back inside Hakol Chayam Maria. Everyone's chayav in the midst of carbon Ria, midst of Ola Ria. So what's it coming to include? The Asuye Mai, the Asuye Misha Chetu Avid Chetu Ben Chorin. A guy who's half Eved, half Ben Chorin. How does that happen? Happens is you have an Eved Kanani who has two different owners. They share his ownership, and then Reuven and Shimon own him. Reuven decides to free him. Shimon doesn't. So now Eved Kanani is half free. Reuven freed him, but he's half a slave. So what's the din? That even that guy has obligation to go perform the mitzvah of Karbon Re'iyah. So if you look at Rashi to explain this, Rashi says around five narrow lines down, Misha Chetz Eved, Aval Eved Gamor, a guy who's a Eved Kanani, 100% Eved Kanani, he's Pater. Dechsiv Es Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. You're supposed to go greet Hashem at Aliyah Leregel, and Misha Ein Adon Elech Elohu. Only a person whose only master is Hashem is Chayiv. But Eved Kanani Gamor, who also has a human master, he's Pater. But once a guy is partially free, at least 50% of him has no owner other than Hashem, and for that reason he's Chayiv. Gemara says that's not the only opinion. There is a sheet of Ravina. Li Ravina Damar Be'amisha Chetz Eved Chetz Ben Chorim Pater Minaria. He thinks no. The guy is still partially enslaved. He still has somewhat of an Adon, and he's going to be Pater. So what is the word HaKol Chayavim coming to include? That's going to include Le'asuye Chiger B'yom Rishon V'nis Pashet B'yom Sheni. Let's say a guy was injured on day one and he couldn't make the walk up to Har Bais. He's Pater. You have to be able to walk on your own, you're Pater. But let's say day two, now he becomes healthy, has the strength. So that guy, even though he wasn't able to bring a day one, he does have to make it up on day two. So Gemara says that only makes sense. Hanich l'man damar kulan tashlum zelazeh, where each day, you have 7 days of Pesach, each day is its own individual chiv. So even though he's part in day one, he still has a separate chiv on day two. But l'man damar kulan tashlum l'rishon, if everything's a tashlum making up for day one, well, if he's part in day one, he's off the hook. The only time Tashlum kicks in is if you're chayiv, but you weren't able to perform the mitzvah, so you have a makeup. You missed davening because you just forgot about it. You're chayv to daven tefillin, chayv to daven shachas, but I just forgot to, so you have tashum, you have a chance to make it up. If a guy, let's say, was ones, the guy was mamish, just sick in the bed, he wasn't able to daven at all, so then there's no such thing as tashumim for a guy who was ones. So here as well, if everything's a tashumim for day one, since the guy was ones on day one, there's nothing to have to make up. But if you say that each day, zeh lazeh, each day is its own chiv, so then you would say that he'd be chayv on day two. So it only makes sense if you assume kulan tashum zeh lazeh, that each day is a separate day in its own right, it's separate chiv. But again, leman damar, tashumim l'rishon, they all go back to day one. So since day one he was a chigar, he was ones, he's potter, there's no need to make it up. So who's it coming to include then? So el mai l'suyeh, l'suyeh mai. So Gemara explains l'suyeh suma ba'achas me'inav, to include a person who's blind in one eye, he's chayiv, even though a person who's blind in both eyes is suma b'shne'inav, he's certainly pater. A person, because the pater says yei raya, just like Hashem sees us, we have to be able to see Hashem, if you will, so to assume as pater. He doesn't see. But guy who suma ba'achas me'inav, only one eye, the other eye he could see, says the Gemara, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of lila rego. Udalokia Tana, this is against the Tanya, the following Tanya, the Sanya tells in the Braisa that Yochanan ben Dihavai, Omer Mishim Rebbe Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Meinav is Pater Minaria. He argues and says a guy who's blind and even just one eye is Pater. Why is he Pater Shenemar? It says in the Pasuk as follows, it says Yeira'e, Yeira'e, Kedach Sheba Liros, Kach Ba Liros. Just like you're coming to see, you're coming to be seen, Ma Liros Mishayinav, just like here, he's it's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Maseches Chagiga, who's seeing who? Rashi Hashem versus man Hashem, but Ma Liros B'She'enav, Af Liros B'She'enav, just like you're coming to see Hashem, be seen by Hashem, in the end of the day, you need two eyes, like Hashem has Kiviyachal, two eyes. Ibai Seima, or alternatively, Li'olam Li'asuye Mishachachi Eved V'chatzi Ben Chorim, really is coming to include a guy who's half Eved, half Eved, half Eved Ben Chorim. That which you have a question, Diravina, Lokasha, Kamba Mishnah Rishona, Kamba Mishnah Achorna. We know there are two stages of the Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Shniyah, the Mishnah Achorna. The first take and the second take. What does that mean? So it says the Tanan, Mishachet Evid Chetzi Ben Chorin, a guy who's half-half, over this Rabbi Yomechad, this Asma Yomechad, Divrei Beis Hillel. One day he works for his master, day two he's by himself because he's half-free. So he alternates working for himself, working for his master. So that the Beis Hillel could tolerate such a contract. So Amru Lehem Beis Shammai says back, Tikantim is Rabbo, you fix the Rav, the master's fine, he gets his Evid every other day, that works well for the Rav, but you didn't fix the guy himself. Why, what's wrong with the guy? He'll work half the day, one day here, one day there. Why, what's the problem? Because Lisa is Shifcha in a Yachal. He can't marry a Shifcha because Baschar, he's partially free. A person who's free cannot marry Shifcha. So Lisa Isha in Yachal. Baschorn, he can't marry a person who's free in Yachal because he's Eved Kanani. So either way, he can't get married. So now he's stuck. So Yachal Yivato, should we let the guy just be Mevatel and not get married, not have children? V'halo, lo nivra olam ela piri rivia. We know the whole world was created in order to procreate, to produce. So he can't do this. Lo so, Pazit lo sovera, lo sheves yitzara. It wasn't created lo sovera, it wasn't created to be for tohu, for chaos. Lo sheves yitzara, yitzara was created lo sheves to fill the world up. To populate it. So the guy's stuck. So Ella, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, Kofanis Rabbo, also Ben Chorin. So because of Tikkun Olam, in order to either Tikkun Olam of the guy himself, or Tikkun Olam of the greater world, to help people create the world, we force the one master to free him. The Kosef Shar Al Chetz Adam, if he writes a document on half the value, the Chazu Beis Hillel, the Horus Kedive Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel retracted and agreed to Beis Shammai that you should, in fact, free the individual. So what's going on here, the overall discussion here, that even if you say chetze eved, chetze min chorin, since everyone agrees in the end that you're supposed to free him, so then he's chayv as well in olas re'iyah, because in the end he's going to be free.
You put him back in the same situation. Now he owes the money to the eved owes the money to the person who freed him. Has to sell himself.
No, he can't be an Evakanani. No, not an Evakanani. Once you're an Evakanani once, you can never become an Evakanani again. Uh-huh. So then the Gemara says, last three lines of the Amud here, Chayavim et Hakol Chayavim et Kiyas Shofar. Everyone needs to perform the mitzvah of blowing or perhaps hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Asuya Mai, the Asuya coming to include a katan Shegilachinach, the Tanan Ein Makvin is a katan Melitka Biyamtav, that the child who reaches the age of Chinach, so then Rashi is at the age of 6 or 7, perhaps 9 and 10, whatever the age might be, he's Chayav as well to listen to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Let's finish off. Let's do one more line. It's quick. We have plenty of time here. We'll go to the top of Mabesh, this last piece here. Hakol chayavim b'mikra Megillah. Everyone must hear the Megillah. Hakol k'shein l'kos the Megillah. Everyone is permitted to read the Megillah. The Suyamai, the Suyam Noshim, and even women are chay b'mikra Megillah. Rashi points out in the top here, there's a lot of tosism to do here as well, but we're not going to do it today. Rashi writes, "Lasui nashim shechayavos b'mikra Megillah, dechay b'mikra Megillah, uksheres lekrosa ulotzi zechar miyudei chavas." And according to Rashi, they're able to even motzi the men for laning. We paskin not that way, even though in theory they're allowed to. We find it's not covered a tzibur for women to do that, and we're not even fans of women making their own minyanim either. But in theory, this is all permitted. Why they chay b'mikra Megillah? Famous line, Kedar Bishub and Levi, Damar Bishub and Levi, Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah, Sha'af Hein Ayubos Hanes. They were also involved in the miracle of Mikra Megillah, of the Purim story, and therefore the Chayav just as well. There is a nice host to look at here, but I'm going to spare you guys for now. Maybe tomorrow we'll do it. Okay, we'll stop here. Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.